KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:07, we have clear skies at 61 degrees in Atlantic. We're looking for mostly sunny skies today in a high of 84. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Jeff Behrens of Stifel Investments. Red Oak police early this morning arrested 26-year-old Cody Dean Johnson of Red Oak. Johnson was taken into custody at around 12:30 a.m. on a charge of simple assault. His bond was set at $300. And at around 12:15 a.m. today, 31-year-old Katie Marie Pierce of Red Oak was arrested on two Pottawatomie County warrants for violation of probation. Pierce was being held in the Montgomery County Jail on a $10,000 cash bond pending transfer to the Pottawatomie County Jail. Police in Creston report 61-year-old Martin Eugene Baker of Creston was arrested Thursday afternoon in the 200 block of West Montgomery Street. Baker was charged with operating while intoxicated, and he was being held in the Union County Jail on a $1,000 bond. Sheriff's officials in Pottawatomie County say a Nebraska man serving a sentence at the Pott County Jail was presented with a warrant from Douglas County, Nebraska earlier this week for being a fugitive from justice. And 33-year-old Mitchell Scott Albers of Omaha was read the warrant and returned to the custody of jail staff. A warrant was also served Tuesday on an inmate from Council Bluffs. The warrant for 22-year-old Zachary Tyler Cox was for felony violation of probation. And at around 3:30 p.m. Tuesday, 32-year-old Shay Michael Miner of Council Bluffs turned himself in on a warrant for violation of probation. He was turned over to Pott County Corrections staff. A traffic stop on an SUV Tuesday evening resulted in the arrest of 44-year-old Jason Michael Redler of Council Bluffs. Redler was arrested for OWI first offense and brought to the Pott County Jail. 48-year-old Jack Jerome Underwood Jr. of Council Bluffs was arrested Tuesday for possession of a controlled substance, 15.4 grams of marijuana. His bond was set at $1,000. The Sheriff's Department said also traffic stop late Wednesday morning in Pottawatomie County on a van with an expired registration resulted in the arrest of 42-year-old Adrian Christopher Bates of Council Bluffs for driving while barred in violation of an order, contempt of court. A traffic stop Wednesday afternoon on Canoe Lane in Pott County resulted in the arrest of a passenger in that vehicle. 19-year-old Michael David Hatcher of Council Bluffs was arrested for possession of marijuana and possession of drug paraphernalia after authorities found a clear bottle containing a green leafy substance weighing 67.1 grams, two glass pipes, and rolling paper. And a woman from Oakland was arrested Wednesday night following a traffic stop. 59-year-old Wanda Jean Henderson was taken into custody for OWI first offense. An accident in Pottawatomie County at around 6 a.m. Thursday resulted in two people being transported to the hospital. The Iowa State Patrol says 25-year-old Tyson Heckathorn and his passenger, 38-year-old Melissa Cruz, both of Spencer, were transported by Crescent Rescue to hospitals in the Omaha Council Bluffs area after Heckathorn fell asleep at the wheel of the 2003 Chevy Tahoe he was driving. The vehicle drifted onto the left shoulder and nearly hit the median barrier. Heckathorn woke up and overcorrected, sending the vehicle into the east ditch where it rolled once before coming to rest. That accident happened on Interstate 29 northbound near the 66-mile marker. Both of the victims were wearing their seatbelts. The Union County Sheriff's Office yesterday said three people suffered suspected minor, non-incapacitating injuries Tuesday afternoon following a collision about 4 miles east-southeast of Arisbe. Authorities say a pickup driven by 33-year-old Dustin Carrington of Afton and a pickup driven by 30-year-old Dylan Douglas Steinhoff of Arisbe were rounding a curve in opposite directions near Squirrel Avenue and 255th Street at around 4:20 p.m. Tuesday. When one of the vehicles went out of control and crossed the center line of the road into the path of the other pickup, the vehicles collided in the southeast corner of the curve. Both drivers and a passenger in a pickup, 41-year-old Brenda Lou Carrington of Afton, were injured. Only Brenda was wearing a seatbelt. The drivers and passenger were transported by Medic One to the Greater Regional Medical Center in Creston. Sheriff's deputies cited Dylan Steinhoff for failure to maintain control. Both trucks were totaled in the crash. In other news, the Union County Sheriff's Office says a woman from Afton reported Tuesday that someone took prescription medication from her home sometime that same morning. The estimated loss was $250. Elsewhere in Western Iowa news, a man serving a life prison for killing a Northwest Iowa woman when he was 14 years old is now eligible for parole after he was resentenced in accordance with a recent Iowa Supreme Court ruling. John Mulder was resentenced yesterday to life in prison, but with no mandatory minimum number of years to serve before he can ask the Iowa Board of Parole to release him. The board will still decide whether Mulder will ever be released. The Supreme Court in April ruled that Mulder's previous sentence failed to meet juvenile sentencing standards established by a court decision last year. Mulder was originally sentenced to a mandatory life in prison without parole for the 1976 shooting death of 55-year-old Gene Homan of Alton. In our funeral announcements, Shelley Wheatley, age 37, of Greenfield, died June 29th at her home. Funeral services for Shelley Wheatley will be this morning at 10:30 at the United Methodist Church in Greenfield. Steen Funeral Home of Greenfield has the arrangements. Beverly Jean Haynes, age 77, of Stewart, died June 29th at the Stewart Community Care Center. A memorial service for Beverly Haynes will be today at 11 o'clock at the Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart. Florence Cook, age 90, of Stewart, died June 25th at her home. A memorial mass for Florence Cook will be tomorrow at 10 o'clock at the All Saints Catholic Church in Stewart. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart has arrangements. Donald Dean Anderson, age 85, of Harlan, died Wednesday at the Murtu Medical Center in Harlan. Funeral services for Donald Anderson will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Harlan. Casey Bullock, age 29, of Audubon, died June 30th in Webster County. Funeral services for Casey Bullock will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the Gray Heritage Rose Garden in Gray. Seating is limited, so please bring your lawn chairs and blankets to sit on. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon is in charge of the arrangements. And Toby Henningsen, age 87, of Elkhorn, died June 28th at the Salem Lutheran Nursing Home in Elkhorn. Funeral services for Toby Henningsen will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the Elkhorn Lutheran Church, followed by lunch served at the church. That is a check of our news on KJAN, brought to you by Jeff Morenz of Stiefel Investments. Give him a call at 712-243-5500. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.